Blog Talk Radio.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. Well, if I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says, so I know it's the truth. Where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it. I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says, so I know it's true. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. The way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
Nation on this Monday. I tell you what, it is a stormy Monday day over here in New Mexico. I tell you what, a lot of things coming down on over the weekend, but we'll be getting to that here a little bit. Hey, Russell, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing pretty good, Joseph. Hey, you've got some technical difficulties there, brother. It sounds like you're talking into a pillow.
Okay. Let me turn my fan off. You know, is that good?
No.
Hold on a minute. How's this? Is that better?
That's better.
Okay. Well, I have to switch. I have to switch my... But anyway, I'll tell you what, it's been storming up here the last couple of days, and everything had... Antifa came out here, Black Lives Matter, only, I think, 100 showed up, and they got chased out of town and everything, so... That was interesting and stuff, but I tell you, I saw what was going on up there in Texas, man. How did all that turn out down there?
Oh, it all turned out. They stayed peaceful and stuff like that. I was actually quite surprised. Austin PD and the Fed and the National Guard actually did a really good job. We were down there, but this trip was mostly hands in our pockets kind of stuff. Then they decided they were going to hit Weatherford, and they went to Weatherford, showed up there, and they were there for about 2 hours before the armed Patriots outnumbered them. So they got back on their buses and left pretty quick.
I watched that live. That was awesome. That was awesome. What I saw on that. I was like, there you go, you know, and everything. So that's how you take care of it too, right?
Right. Like I said, I was shockingly surprised. I'm pretty sure that Governor Abbott stepped in there and stuff, trying to save his political life. He shit on Texas so badly. He still has all the bars closed, masks everywhere. And in our biggest cities, today in Houston, we had zero deaths. Fort Worth, Texas had zero deaths. Dallas had one, and if you want to believe that was COVID-19. And we still have all this stupid shit going on. I think Governor Abbott is a sellout, and I think Hot Wheels Abbott there should be rolled off a fucking cliff.
Right. Same here in New Mexico. Now, if you're, I said this the other day, you know, with the firm, and now New Mexico, you have, if you're in Albuquerque in the city, and if you're caught driving in your car without your mask, it's a $250 fine.
You're shitting me. Driving
I am not
your
shitting
own
vehicle
you.
Without
a mask. Yep. Wow, I don't even have any words for that, bro.
I stay out of Albuquerque, so I don't worry about it. So, you know, that's, if you're in Berlin, where I was at, it's just Park City, we got constitutional sheriffs out here, and they don't mandate, they don't follow the governor's law. They just have to tell her to go F herself not too long ago. You know, so.
Hey, Joseph, you still got some serious mic problems there, brother.
Do I? All right. Yeah. Let me see if I can clear that up. There we go. Is that better?
Seems to be. You get real garbled there once you get to speaking, though. It's kind of hard to track on what you're saying.
They want us to wear goggles now. Did you see that one?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's gone from absurd to I don't even know what you call it anymore, brother. I mean, it's just, there's no science behind this. There are no real numbers behind any of this. It is just the absolute most ridiculous. I don't even know what to say anymore, and I'm starting to get disappointed in our president, and I think I understand why he's going with this mask thing all of a sudden, and people are saying he's sold out, but I'm not quite so sure that's the case. I'm thinking if it's safe to go out and do this and that, whatever, as long as you got a mask on, it's safe to go to the polls and vote if you got a mask on, right? Counteracting this stupid-ass mail-in vote thing that the Democrats want so they can cheat. Of course, our wonderful governor here in Texas, Hot Will Abbott, caved to the Democrats and fell into the mail-in vote thing for an extra week and stuff like that. He is such a piece of garbage. I swear to God. I'm going to move to Idaho up there next to Ron and piss him off. He is next door neighbor.
My plan is let's go to South Dakota over there. They got a kick-ass governor down there.
That's my plan.
But you hear what happened yesterday in Nevada with a mail-in?
I heard. I heard something, but no, I can't say that I really do, man. Run with it.
There was a last night they had their primaries up there, and the governor and the mayor had stopped most of it, but a lot of the mail-in ballots couldn't be found any place. So the president made an announcement a little earlier today that he's going to take them to court and sue them. Oh, there.
Well, I guess that's about all you can really do with those kind of idiots, ain't it? I mean, just think about this, man. The Democrats are running hog wild with this, getting everything they fucking want. The Republicans are absolutely spineless, cowing down. You don't hear none of them speaking out about anything. It's just a disgusting display of support for what the Democrats want. And for those of you who think this election's going to be is going to be some kind of landslide or something like that, I'm telling you people, they're setting it up right now to steal it by fraud. Don't think for a minute they aren't. Just look, if you track anything on the news in the last 6 weeks, how many Democrat officials have been busted for voter fraud on this mail-in shit? 10, 12, 15?
It's a lot. Well, they arrested one yesterday. I believe it was up in your area, up in Texas. They caught some mail-in voter fraud with that. So that's they're starting to catch up to it. And I think a lot of the reason a lot of them are getting quiet is a lot of them are actually shitting in their pants right now because. With Maxwell's list, did you see the list that I sent out that everybody's been posting?
Yeah, I don't put much stock in that at all. I really don't. The intel I'm getting is that she has shut down and is refusing to cooperate. Unless they put her in a safe spot, and they're not doing it, and it doesn't matter what goes on that list. None of these people are going to be prosecuted. And as far as that list goes, Ellen DeGeneres was on two or three of the lists that were published. And, oh, look, she's got an ankle monitor on and this and that. And that turned out to all bullshit. Her show was canceled for a toxic environment. She was just a rude, mean, vicious friggin' bull dyke. It was no other reason other than that.
When they did drop the more name list yesterday, last night, that the judge allowed them to be more on the black book. Well, Ellen's name was on it right on top of Oprah Winfrey's name. And guess who else's name is on it? I was actually shocked. Al Gore.
Yeah, well, I'm not putting much stock in that. We know they're pedophiles. We know what they did to those children. We know they killed a bunch of them for the adrenochrome. Nothing's going to happen to these people the same way nothing has happened to these treasonous folks. Nobody's doing anything. And if y'all, and once again, I hear, it's all under control. President Trump's got this, President Trump's got that, cue this, cue that. Y'all are fucking idiots. I'm telling you that right now. You believe idiots. Why in the fuck would you wait till after election to have these people arrested when it would absolutely set your base on fire to see some fucking real justice handed out? So once again, they're just blowing smoke up in the body.
I agree, and here's the thing with that, Russell, is that it goes all the way up to the FBI, the CIA. So, like you said, and I said, Virgil said, the corrupt ain't going to arrest the corrupt.
Right. I've said it a million times, Joseph, and it's not going to happen unless the American people do it ourselves. And they're not going to do it because they're all sitting there hiding behind fucking masks and being good little sheep for the good of all in this horrible fucking pandemic. And it's just, I don't know, brother, man, I'm completely disheartened, man. I've never been this fucking disappointed in my country in my whole entire life.
I'm right there with you because it's like everybody's crazy, but nobody's wanting to do the damn thing about it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we can sit there and argue about pro sports and kneeling and this and that, one thing or another, but 800,000 children a year is disappearing in America. We know this big, huge pedophile ring runs all the way to the highest offices mm-hmm. in the country. And mm-hmm. nobody's doing a fucking thing. We've got
nope.
races out there. Facebook, you say anything offensive whatsoever, they'll pull your ass down. But, hey, did you see that post? The guy shot a picture of it about the guy calling for hanging white people
yep.
and leaving them hang there. Then they start to stink and bring in the next bunch of white people and do the same thing to them. And that did not, that was not outside of their, what do they call it, their guidelines or whatever.
Guidelines, yeah, they said it's not considered a hate speech or anything like that. But mention the word hydrocortisone and see what happens. The quick
thing
put in Facebook, you know, that's that malaria drug.
Yeah.
The quick thing got put in Facebook jail for that.
Huh? You what?
The quick thing got 7 days Facebook jail for that today.
That doesn't surprise me, Andy. It really doesn't, bro.
You know, I got a warning the other day. I thought I was going to Facebook jail, so I got the same warning. But they gave me a slap on the wrist. I don't know anymore, bro. I don't know. I'm so disgusted. I feel like with the cold shit and thing, I'm disgusted. You know, I told Marima, I told Trish today, but Marima, I said, you know, I just throw off to staying at home, just minding my own business.
I have too. I've got nothing left to say to these fucking cowards. They won't stand up. They kneel before the friggin' whatever you want to call them, tyrannical judges and mayors and governors, and they're going to hide behind their little mask. Well, we're just all about citizens. They don't know the fucking difference between the law and the mandate. I don't know, man. I just don't know anymore. I've got nothing to say except that they all die. You know what, people? I'm going to say this right now, Joseph. You're going to have to forgive me. You know what? A fucking warrior dies one day. A coward dies a thousand. And I hope they're all slow, miserable deaths for you cowardly fucks.
Mm-hmm. Look at those poor kids that are being tortured to death. Nobody doing anything about that.
No, can't do nothing about that. We got all kinds of other distractions going on,
mm-hmm.
you know. Those 800,000 kids that are being tortured, killed, and abused, that's no big deal. Ho hum. Turn the page. Oh my God, Ellen's show got turned off.
Look at that little 8-year-old boy that was shot in, what was it, a couple of days ago. He was a little black boy, 8 years old, shot 3 times.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and the numbers, man, what? 409 people have been shot in Chicago in the last 90 days or something. And Lightfoot there, a.k.a. Beetlejuice, is there was just too many guns. It's Republican. It's Trump's fault. You know, and you people are so fucking stupid. Trump wasn't been a politician. He's never been in politics. These motherfuckers who've been in politics for 40, 50 years, who is responsible for all this, they're sitting there blaming Trump, and you're going, oh, well, you know, he may have a point. Fucking idiot.
Right. Hey, you know, and here's the thing, Russell. He's trying to send the help. He's trying to send little agents to help out. But they keep trying to bitch in their own. And we don't want them here in our city. Our mayor, our governor, sitting over here crying about it. You know, our crime rate's very high. We're behind Chicago, second place. That's bad.
Yeah.
And they're bitching and moaning about it. Here. I think I think because they're scared to death, they're going to be arrested. I think that's what it is.
I don't know what the hell it is anymore. I just know I've never been more disgusted with my country. I'm ashamed of the citizenry. They're a bunch of cowardly pussies. And they're going to sit right there when the UN rolls in and go, well, you know, you don't have any choice. We've got to do what they're saying to do. And oh, yeah, well, you know, if you don't take the chip, if you don't take the vaccine, you can't work or shop. So, and it's really not that big a deal. I mean, you won't even know it's there. And Oh, Mr. UN soldier, would you like me to cut your head? You know.
Hey, we got Virgil. Hey, Virgil, what's up, brother?
Hang on a second.
I ain't got a second.
Go ahead, Russell. Go ahead with what you were saying.
Oh, no, I just met Virgil.
I mean, I agree with you, man. I mean, you know, to me, I'm disgusted. I mean, you know, they can bitch and moan and cry, but they don't want to do anything about it.
Yep. I mean, you know, they're not going to do anything. Anybody who does stand up is attacked by everybody. The majority of these friggin' militias, their whole fucking plan of action is, but we're going to sit here and we're going to hide in our AOs and when they come out here, we're going to fight them. Yeah. When they roll up with their fucking MRAPs and Apache air cover, y'all can all fucking die together sitting around your little fucking fire singing Kumbaya.
Right.
I don't mean to sound like such a fucking bummer tonight, but I mean, after some of the shit I saw and some of the intel I've seen come in, I'm just disgusted with America as a whole. Its people are weak, they're cowards, and I'm ashamed to have to be one of them at this point.
Right. I mean, you know, I'm there with you. I mean, I'm sure Virgil's sort of the same way you do as well. What can we do? What
do you say, Virgil? Hey, guys. Sorry I missed the first part of the show, but I think I know what you're talking about. While Russell's got the red ass right now. Evidently, some elections got lost, and you know, things got turned over, surrendered to the enemy, as far as I can see. But today that is just, you know, I just chalk it up as par for the course. I mean, the way things are going, certain people, certain groups are allowed to get away with threats, you know, public intimidation and extortion. And, you know, the other side, you know, well, if you say anything, do anything, like Russell said, you know, you're the bad guy. You know, it's just a all the way around just totally fucked situation. And as far as this this virus thing, I'm traveling all over the place now, and I'm sitting and I'm talking with people, drivers, you know, truck stop workers, plant workers, and everybody's sick of it. Everybody's tired of it. Everybody's tired of the mixed messages, the lies, the numbers aren't adding up. This isn't adding up. People contradicting themselves. Articles coming out about this Dr. Fuckface that he changes his position like a mother changes a newborn baby's diapers. I mean, hydrochloroquine works, then it doesn't work, then it works, then it works. Thousands of scientists said, oh, we got to do the research, we got to do this. We come out with the vaccine first, and then we'll do the research later. I mean, it's, you know, people don't know what to believe anymore. They don't know what to believe. And they're just fixing to get like Russell. They're just fixing to chuck the whole show. I mean, you know, we're not playing your game anymore.
That's what I was saying, too, Roger, before you came on. Now he wants to endorse wearing goggles. What do you think of that one?
Well, I see that going on right now. They have the, not the goggles, but the kind of, it's like a face shield on a hard hat that just, you know, snaps to your head.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's asinine. I mean, it's just all silly. I mean, people, come on. Let's be realistic about this. If the big man upstairs decides to reach in that giant fishbowl and he pulls your name and number, guess what? You're fucking out of here. Virus or no virus, mask or no mask. Okay?
Yep.
You know, we're in a situation where, okay, a guy gets drunk, he steals a car, he's running from the cops, he runs into a building, the car explodes, catches the building on fire, and as he's running from the scene, the cops shoot him. Okay, what killed him? You know, I mean, it's insane. It's insanity. That's the only word that I can describe it as insanity. They're even going so far now to push for a debate between Biden and Donald Trump. Okay, they're actually pushing for this, for Donald Trump and Joe Biden to debate one another by some means or whatever, and I mean, getting Joe Biden to debate a 10-year-old is political suicide, okay? And now you have this this so-called attorney general by title. He's coming out making all kind of bold statements and this bold statements against Antifa, Black Lives Matter, blah 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 blah, but you know, he's talking the talk, but we don't see him walking the walk. You know, and basically, people are just tired of it. They're just fed up with it, like Russell. They're just getting ready to chuck the whole fucking show.
You know, that's the point. Talk, and then you have these fucking Q people, and I'm sorry, I know some of the people we love most in this world believe that bullshit. It's under control. Trump has control of this. Trump's now in control of CNN. He's got the Canadian Prime Minister who wants it. Oh, the Pettigate thing, the Pizzagate thing, sticks in the world. People, we we have motherfuckers that we know, and they've got to have 9 stacks of evidence sitting on bar desk that committed treason in the highest fucking form of them, and they're still running around, okay? They're still calling these fucking punk-ass BLM, Antifa, whatever you want to call them, white trash motherfuckers, heroes, freedom fighters, and anybody who stands against them is a far right wing domestic terrorist that should be put down like a dog. Nobody's going to jail. Nothing's happening. And I just, you know, we're tired of it. And where are the Republicans supporting their president? Huh? Where are those spineless motherfuckers? They're on their fucking knees, kneeling with BLM and the Democrat Party because they are absolutely gutless, ballless pieces of shit.
Well, yeah, Russell, you're exactly right. You know what they? You know who they remind me of? They remind me of the people back in the day when being a New Orleans Saints fan was the laughing stock of anything, and people were still going to the game but wearing paper bags over their head, calling themselves the Unknown Saints fans. You know, this is what you have with these so-called fair-weather fucking friends and fans of President Trump. Oh, yeah, boy, when the economy was this and the economy was that, and, boy, you know, we was pissing off Nancy Pelosi and this one, that one, and Nadler, and all of that was coming out. You know, you only see maybe a handful of congressmen and senators. And some of those senators, congressmen, are Democrats that are actually standing behind Trump. But you can count them on one, maybe two hands. And that's just sad, man. That's just sad. That is just sad. That's sickening.
That's Mayor Hicks, brother. We had him, you know, that they're Grant, a Democrat. He had more balls than any of them. They're taking them all on right now over here in New Mexico. Now, call him.
Well, taking them on and getting behind a podium and screaming into a microphone, okay, that's all fine and dandy to get cheers, claps, and donations, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it's masturbation politics. It feels good, but it produces nothing. Just like Russell was saying, I agree with Russell 10,000%. You know, I'm tired of hearing speeches. I'm tired of hearing this. I'm tired of this, that, and the other. I'm tired of being criticized, you know, for not going to this rally or this get-together or that get-together. Because I don't want to hear a bunch of words anymore. The second you talk about, well, let's go in there and just tear that motherfucker up, tear shit up, walk in, tear shit up, and walk out. Oh, no, we don't want to do that. We support the blue. We're law-abiding citizens. We're this, that, and the other. Well, I tell you what, over 200 years ago, there was some people that were law-abiding that got tired of them fucking laws that they were being forced to follow. And they decided to break the fucking law, and they decided to make their own thing work. You know, I mean, sometimes you got to break the law in order to get law and order.
Well, you're not really breaking the law because, as the Constitution states clearly, we have a duty as American citizens to overthrow a tyrannical government, not follow unconstitutional laws. But you're not going to tell that to nothing big militia leaders. Oh, fuck no. You can't talk about it anything like that. They're going to wait. Like I said earlier, they're going to wait till they roll up in the ARs with MRAPs and Apache air cover, and they can all fucking die together in their little fucking pile, holding hands and singing Kumbaya.
Now everybody knows, okay, that if me and Russell and other people that we know would have pulled that fucking shit in Kentucky, okay, if that would have been the case scenario on the other foot and somebody would have got injured, you would have every split-tail progressive liberal and every swinging dick progressive liberal pushing the biggest fucking gun control laws and gun confiscation in world history. Okay?
Oh, hell yeah.
Anytime, if you have an Italian last name, and you go up to a store owner and you tell him, hey, this is the way it's going to go. We're going to take 23% of your inventory, or you can sell it and give us 23% of the money you make. You know?
Mm-hmm.
All right. The FBI would be all over that, racketeering, extortion, blackmail, the RICO Act, all the way down the fucking line. No, but because they call themselves the Not Fucking Around Coalition or Black Lives Matter or Antifa, oh, that's all fine and dandy. They're just asking for what they deserve.
But here's
you know?
The problem with that. Where are the black ones at?
The thing is, I saw a post on Facebook, you know, that most of the supporters of Black Lives Matter are self-hating women. So basically, Black Lives Matter should be named Bitches with Issues. Okay.
Yeah, I told you that. That was
okay.
Yeah.
Now, as far as this Grandmaster Jay, this little red bone, bell pepper nose, fucking little bitch. You know, anybody can say anything they want about me. It's like water on a duck. Except when it get what makes the ants and the mites crawl under my skin is when someone tries to insult my intelligence. I mean that just fires me up when somebody tries to insult my intelligence.
Right.
And this little son of a bitch, he has gone from being fly in my ointment to thorn in my side with that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And it has come. You can tell he's a coward. All right, you want to know how you can tell by looking at him that he's a coward. You want to know? He never does an interview. He never does an interview or a video without wearing a pair of sunglasses. Because he doesn't have the balls to look people in the eye. He's
exactly.
got the, you know, He's just like these renegade cops, you know, that wear the mirror shades and all that, the prison guards and all that shit, that wear the mirror shades and pretend they want to be in the remake of Cool Hand Luke, you know, look intimidating, take charge of the situation, you know, be as intimidating as possible. That way you can control the situation easier. Hey, motherfucker, I read that book too. I read that book too. And I'm going to tell Mr. Grand Master Jay this, and I hope somebody relays this to him. Okay? You can make all the claims in the world to being well trained, to being expert shooters, to being ex-military. Okay? Just remember this. There is no such thing in the fucking world as an ex-Marine. And if you point your fucking weapon at any one of us, if you're stupid enough to threaten us with a weapon, you better be goddamn good well smart enough to use that motherfucker.
Right.
Because you will learn the definition, a new definition to the word sorry.
And from what I've seen, Virgil, I mean, I've seen all kinds of videos of these guys acting. They don't know shit of what they're doing. They really don't.
Well, this is it, Joe. This is it. Okay. Only a fool follows in the footsteps of an idiot, and vice versa. Okay.
Right.
Can we agree on that?
Yeah, okay.
And, okay, all right. Now, when this guy gets up and shows a fucking AR-15 and calls it an XR-15 and a bullpup, okay, which that right there just almost made me fall out of my fucking driver's seat of the truck and everything. And and he said he purchased it in Germany in 1990. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not
little bit of education for people. Okay. Number one, you cannot purchase an AR-15 rifle in Germany without doing a whole lot of paperwork. Then if you purchase the weapon in Germany, you are not going to bring that weapon into the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Not without paying a whole lot of money. And anybody that knows the weapon by looking at it can see that it is an Anderson Arms, and it is recently manufactured, because Anderson Arms did not manufacture the rail system on the AR-15. Back in 1990. Okay.
Right.
That's another thing. That insulted my intelligence right there. Okay. And as far as the bumping it and dropping it and everything, let me tell you what. I have dove from here, there, and yonder and slammed my rifle on the ground numerous times, and Russell has too. Because you see that fucking green tracer pass 2 inches from your face, you don't yell, "Hey, wait a minute, let me get over here." No, you hit the fucking ground.
Right.
That weapon was designed to be slammed around. And unless you're driving a nail the size of a donkey dick through an oak log with it off safety with the buttstock, and it's loaded, that son of a bitch is not going to go off. It's got too much play in the trigger. Okay?
Right.
So, I mean, come on, people. Learn a little something and stop listening to this motherfucker. Because he's a coward. He's a stolen valor. He's a punk. He's nothing but a little shine with a big fucking mouth. That's all he fucking is. And I don't give a goddamn jail or no fucking jail. If I ever get within arm's reach of him in Louisiana, I'm going to haul back my right hand to Alabama and slap that bell pepper nose right off his fucking face. Fuck him.
Right. That's the other thing that got me, Virgil, because when you were talking about it, I was watching the videos. Isn't their fucking right mind sticks their guns all the way into the ground? Fell down? I mean, come on.
Idiot. Well, like I said on the last show, and Russell will back me up, you know, let a sergeant major walk by and catch you with your weapon muzzle buried in the ground or touching the ground in any kind of way, shape, or fashion, unless you are putting a bayonet on it and burying your dead to mark the grave. Okay, he will fucking chew that son of a bitch up and make suppositories out of it and shove it up your fucking ass. You will never touch another weapon again. You'll be spooning slop out of a mess hall or a galley somewhere or washing fucking dirty drawers for the duration of your tour. You know, I mean, for one thing, in the Marine Corps, your rifle is like your newborn baby. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You take care of it. You clean it. You feed it. You do this. You just keep it just like if you went to the auction and bought a cherry 1957 Chevrolet, didn't have a scratch on
mm-hmm.
it. You know, you take care of it because anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, a lost weapon, or an abused weapon, or an unclean weapon, let me tell you what, you'd rather finger fuck a tiger in a phone booth than get caught with that in the Marine.
Right. Right.
And well-trained my ass. Ex-military,
right.
My ass.
I'm not the brightest person in the world without Virgil, but when I saw the videos myself, so I'm like, what if they shot the damn thing? You know, it would blow it up in their face.
Well,
you know?
I mean, it just, he's trying,
you know,
on firearm, you know. Russell, during boot camp, did we ever have anybody die from a slam fire?
No.
I mean, I didn't.
And to be honest with you, Virgil, in all my fucking years, I'm talking military, the other stuff, and militia, the whole nine yards, I have never seen a slam fire that I can recall.
Mm-hmm.
And I think stuff like that would stick out.
Well,
right.
The only slam fire I experienced, I paid the guy $50 and he had an old Chinese manufactured SKS rifle. And I didn't know really that much about him. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I took this thing to the range and I, you know, got the cheap Tula ammunition, you know, and I was shooting this thing, and all of a sudden, I put a stripper clip down in it, threw it in the chamber, and as soon as I threw it in the chamber, that son of a bitch went off, and it didn't stop shooting till it ran the magazine out. And what happens with that is that the SKS rifle has a defective firing pin system to where when it gets dirty, the tolerances don't allow it to float anymore. And it locks in the forward position and fires as if it's firing like a 1921 Thompson or a what's called an open bolt fire system, a fixed fire pin system. And
mm-hmm.
I quickly got rid of that fucking thing because I said, God damn, this is going to kill somebody.
Right.
And,
Was that the one that you was filming when you caught the grass on fire?
No. That was a different one. That was the 308 I built, and I was laying on the ground shooting it. And I didn't have the barrel on it. Doesn't have a flash suppressor. It's a 24-inch
mm-hmm.
barrel, and it's a bull barrel. And I kept firing that thing, shooting some tracers through it because, you know, red tracers coming out of it. They're cool, you know. Unless you own the business end of them, then you know, then they're not so cool. But all of a sudden, I noticed, you know, I started smelling smoke, and hey, guess what? The front of the fucking gun's on fire, rifle. So I started having me and Susan had to start doing a rain dance, you know, to put it out. But we got it out. And,
yeah, I remember that video and everything. But you know, I mean, seriously though, I mean, that's just like I said. I'm not what I know and learn. I learned from you guys. You know, and after watching all those videos of that and everything, I was like,
okay,
what the fuck?
Okay, Joseph, just use your common sense. Okay, let's say you're the owner of Colt Firearms now. Okay, you're the specific mm-hmm. blueprint model for the AR-15 rifle. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
With today's chicken shit check of pants liability to ambulance chasing lawyers, would you produce and turn loose a product on the street that would just go off by itself or go off with the minimum amount of accidental or purposely abusing? You know, I mean, You know, use your common sense, people. Remington, Winchester, Colt, and all of this. These people test these firearms. These people know.
Mm-hmm.
You take a bolt-action rifle. People are climbing in tree stands with this. They drop these rifles loaded in a controlled environment. They test these rifles. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the only unsafe part to a firearm is the person using it. That is the only unsafe thing about a firearm, is the particular
right.
person that uses it. If they're a good person, you're not going to have a problem. If they're a bad person or a careless person or a reckless person, you're going to have a fucking problem.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going to the morgue.
And, that is something I even push in training our militia guys and stuff like that. If you flash someone with a friggin' empty fucking weapon, you're going to put that weapon around, and I've got a blue styrofoam weapon that is just, it just shames them to death. That's what they carry for the rest of the day. Be pushed in, and Virgil said this, and it's one of the buts about the Second Amendment that I think is okay, is that, yeah, everyone, there's, you know, I don't believe anybody should lose their gun rights. If they're a bad guy, you hang them. All this fucking la-di-da coddling these criminals is bullshit. But if you own a weapon, there's a responsibility that comes with that to safely handle
yep.
that weapon. And if you accidentally shoot somebody, there's no such fucking thing as accidentally shooting
right.
somebody. That means you were negligent, and that should be a negligent homicide charge as far as I'm concerned. Am I wrong?
Oh, no, you're not wrong. You're not wrong because just last year we had an incident to where a grandfather was on the deer stand, and his grandson was on the deer stand down from him. Okay, the young man got off the deer stand, and he went to go check the deer feeder because the deer feeder didn't go off on time like it was supposed to do. Well, the grandfather saw something just move in the thickets, in the briars and stuff. And
mm-hmm.
with a Browning 30-06 bolt action, he let fly, and he ended up killing his grandson. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, these accidents happen all the time. My wife Susan, ex-father-in-law, Clifton Sanchez. Okay, he was rabbit hunting. They got together and they do a big rabbit hunt, you know, after for a family thing out there, and they got a special place that they go. Well, he was using an old 410 bolt action shotgun that came over on the fucking Mayflower. Somebody had worked on the gun. The gun was in a state of disrepair, and they milled down a nail and made a firing pin for it. Okay. Somebody shot a rabbit. He put the gun between, now get a mental picture of this. He put the shotgun in between his legs and he crossed his legs, and he had a sack that he was putting the rabbits in. He bent over to pick up the rabbit that his grandson shot, and when he bent to pick it up over, the shotgun, the 410 shotgun, slid down between his legs, hit the ground, and shot him with 3-inch BB shot right under his chin and killed him. Almost blew his whole face off. Yes.
Damn.
You know, so I mean, it's negligence. It's negligence.
Mm-hmm.
It's a low people of low character and low morale, and just plain just dumbasses out there. Just like the, you know, that scared me most of all was when I heard that all of these liberal Democrats were going in gun shops and getting on and raising hell why they couldn't buy a gun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, without the waiting period or the background check and all of this shit that they push for, and these people are buying guns. You know, that's what scares me most about.
Well, now we see why. Because look what happened in Austin when they were doing that. You know, down there, there were some armed liberals down there, and in Texas, very well armed. Is that not right, Russell?
And of course now the media is trying to make it, well, he didn't do this and he didn't do this. Well, you know, the truth is already out there. He took 5 shots at this vehicle. And the guy who got out and shot him actually turned out to be an Army grunt. Got out, put 3 rounds in his chest. And, of course, now the media is, oh, poor this little Garrett Foster. He was innocent of doing anything. And that's just part of what we're fighting here. Now, that wasn't negligence. That was just straight-up fucking stupidity. Because I tell you what, if you point a gun at somebody in Texas, if you shoot at somebody in Texas, there's a better than average chance that they're going to know what the fuck they're doing, and you're going to die, okay? But they try to make these idiots to be out to be innocent little babes, and, oh, it's not their fault, and it was a horrible military guy, or it was a horrible patriot, defending your property against these idiots is just taboo. Oh, what a horrible person. Property means more to you than human life. Well, I'm going to tell you straight up right now, if it's my property and you're thinking you're going to burn it down, torch it, destroy it, or take it, it means more to me than your life, all right? And that's just the fact, and I sincerely hope you understand that and learn to live with it, because I don't want to shoot anybody, but I fucking certainly will.
Well, and FYI to the assholes that are monitoring these transmissions we're making, you do not just arbitrarily, you know, act like you're in the movies and gangster hole and shoot a weapon arbitrarily at a vehicle with a 2-tour Iraq, 2 tours, combat veteran. Let me tell you something. We're used to being shot at. We're used to being shot at. Okay? You shoot at us, and you give us so much as a heartbeat of a chance, you're not going to shoot at anybody ever again. Period.
Mm-hmm.
So take that advice.
Another advice. just because they've been out of the military for so long doesn't mean they've forgotten everything, because that training kicks right back in. I know, I've heard from friends of mine that's been in the military that told me, you know, their training kicks back in. The things they've learned kick right back in automatically. So they don't forget. Am I right or wrong?
Well, you're right. You're right. Because when you see someone that was your best friend in the world get their fucking head blown off, oh, buddy, it wakes you up. It really wakes
mm-hmm.
you up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you just make up your mind, you know, that, hey, this ain't no game. You know, you got to survive.
Yeah.
It's a matter of survival. And you
right.
go from the law of the land and the law of the Bible to the law of the jungle.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
And I said this many times. I've owned a gun. I killed a man. You've heard me mention this many times. It's been a while since I picked a gun back up. But, you know, protect your own, protect your home. You have that right to do so. Would I do it again? Hell yeah. Mr. Dean.
It's not on. Yes, you do have the right to stand your ground. But.
I'll kill you.
But there's another thing too that justifies it. When you or anyone else threatens the livelihood of a peaceful society with your
mm-hmm.
criminal antics and anarchy,
mm-hmm.
no matter
mm-hmm.
whether you are armed or not, okay?
Yeah, after going. Yep.
You know, bricks and rocks are weapons. If you don't believe
mm-hmm.
they're weapons, okay, read that little story in the Bible about when Cain killed Abel. Okay? He used a fucking rock.
Mm-hmm.
It's a
mm-hmm.
deadly weapon. Anything can be a deadly weapon in the hands of anybody. That includes a
mm-hmm.
fucking skateboard. You go to swinging a skateboard. You go to swinging padlocks, you know, on bandanas, busting people in the heads with them and all of that. That's
mm-hmm.
a weapon.
That's a weapon. Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't give a goddamn what law a liberal DA or politician says. You know, if someone is being violently assaulted by more than one person, and that person is an elderly person, that person can't fight back, you know, fine, you punch a motherfucker in the mouth, both of them throw their dukes up, punch him in the mouth, he falls to the ground. Hey, fine, fight's over.
Mm-hmm.
You won. But when you go to brutalizing, kicking, several of them jumping on one person and all that, to me, that justifies the use of deadly force. Okay?
Exactly.
Because I'm going to tell you this. The same rules. If you jump on a police officer, and you just start pounding him and pounding him and pounding him and beating him and beating him, and he gets his hands
uh-huh.
on his weapon, all right, he's going to shoot your fucking ass. He's going to shoot your ass
right.
several fucking times. Okay?
Yep.
That same survival instinct applies to everyone. I don't give
mm-hmm.
a goddamn what anybody says. You put
mm-hmm.
your hands on me. You put your hands on me. I'm gonna apply the philosophy of Malcolm
mm-hmm.
X. I'm gonna make goddamn
mm-hmm.
sure you don't put your hands on anybody else.
I can
fuck
say
you.
This with the fact. My son found that out the other day. I told you guys
well,
about that.
Well,
you know?
One thing to remember, if you do find yourself in a situation like that, and you do have to use deadly force, do not shoot to wound them. Ten men tell no lies. And two, the first words out of your mouth, if you answer anything before your attorney gets there, had better be, I was in fear for my life.
That's right. Also, I'm glad you brought that up, because I get in this argument all the time. Okay, I got one guy that tells me all the time, you know, oh, if you shoot someone, you're supposed to call the police, and you report it, and you say, oh, I just shot someone, and I want to report it, and I need help. Okay, I have checked with a dozen lawyers, and if you say that, if you dial 911 and you say that, your ass is automatically going to jail. Period.
Yep.
Hands down, no questions asked, you are going to jail.
But there is another side to that, and I've done this a few times because I've been in those situations where I had to call the dispatcher, the police dispatcher. I said, hey, my life's being threatened. And I have permission to use deadly force. And the dispatcher said, you feel like you have to, you do.
But this, the 911 dispatcher is not authorized. Those are just overpaid uniform phone operators. They are
right.
In no legal position to give legal advice or arrest someone. They simply just relay
right.
the calls. Okay?
Right.
So if you go by that, if you go by that, you're fucking yourself. You go by that,
right.
you're fucked.
Right. It saved me quite a few times.
If you have to grease a son of a bitch,
mm-hmm.
and the cops get called, okay, like Russell said, the only words out of your mouth, you give them your name. Any other questions? I'm not answering any other questions. I want a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing supposed to come out of your mouth after your name. I want a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if they ask you if you want to go to the bathroom, if you want something to eat, want a drink. I want a lawyer.
Yeah.
Don't say anything.
That is one of my favorite attorney advertisements I've ever seen. Was the two attorneys they had doing the advertisement and stuff like that. If you get this, if you get that, shut the fuck up and tell them you want your lawyer. Shut the fuck up and tell them you want your lawyer.
That's right, because you know why? You know why, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the Mickey Mouse Club? I want to tell you this why, and try to argue me down. Silence, listen to me carefully. Silence can never be misquoted. Are you with me on that? Silence, remember that. Remember that. Let it drill into your head and sink in deep. Silence can never be misquoted. Who's blowing the car horn?
Hey guys, hey look, I need to go. I gotta get up early in the morning. I got a little child doing stuff for work, so I'm gonna have to bug out, leave you guys with it. What the hell is that motherfucker's problem?
All right.
Did Virgil snap his neck?
No. I mean, it sounded like a pissed off hornet in a Coke can.
Yeah,
right. Well, all right.
Hi,
well, you get to come back tomorrow. Russ, Virgil, you want to continue for a little while? Or?
No, I'm going to go inside. I drove a good ways today from Missouri to Illinois. I got to bring this trailer full of this gonorrhea pus to the tank wash tomorrow, and Joliet, so I'm gonna go run in his Denny's. I'm gonna get me a quick bite to eat for supper. I'm gonna call the old lady and tell her I'm all right, and
all
I'm
right,
gonna hit
well,
the
we'll
bed.
Just, call it night. We'll come back on tomorrow and everything. Well, today they're going to be dropping out some more names. I know the judge told.
Well, they can drop all the fucking names they want. They ain't going to do a goddamn thing about it, Georgia.
Yep.
Nah, I know.
It's not even worth mentioning anymore. It's not even worth mentioning anymore.
Apparently, pedophiles are okay with Republicans and Democrats and our Attorney General all the same. America, I'm disappointed in you. You're a bunch of pussies. This is Gunny. I'm out.
Good night, brother.
Amen.
All right. We'll be back here tomorrow night. Virgil, you be careful out there.
Good night, America. Good night, Chester. Wherever you are.